Welcome to the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. Great day, everyone. It is time for the Sonya Buchanan Show, where we inspire one life, one smile at a time. Today, we're going to have a little fun on our podcast. Halloween is approaching, and let's name this podcast Trick or Treat. Listen, I want to have a little fun today and just talk about trick-or-treating and previous seasons of trick-or-treating when I was younger versus the trick-or-treat now, which is none. And, and you know, sometimes I feel so bad for the kids that are living today because they did not get a chance to really enjoy life without being concerned with criminals and people snatching them and child trafficking and all of these things. But we are approaching Halloween, and I know all the people who are so stickler on the religious standpoint and, you know, the safety and what Halloween represents. And they're so, I call it the joy killers, you know. I call them the joy killers because everyone understands and know where Halloween comes from. But as kids, when I was a kid, we were so thrilled about Halloween because our parents in the neighborhood did not buy candy for us. Maybe they allow us to have a Hershey bar every now and then. But Halloween was like a holiday for free candy. And I don't know if you're listening to this podcast, you came from an environment where we had neighborhood and neighborhood kids, where we all interacted with each other. So during Halloween, all the kids would gather at one house. It'd probably be about maybe 20 of us. And we would go trick-or-treating in our neighborhood. And we didn't just trick-or-treat in our neighborhood. We went to two additional neighborhoods that was next to our neighborhood. And the houses compelled maybe about 100 houses within each neighborhood. So we would go trick-or-treating. And then we after hours, you know, and it's dark, after hours, and we did not have an adult person with us. It was just about maybe 10 to 20 kids together going trick-or-treating, excited about the candy that the neighborhood was providing. Some neighbors decorated their house, and we all knew the neighbors. They made it fun, and this was something that was neighborhood interaction. And it's sad to say that this is not happening during this time in the year 2020, 2021. But during the time when I went trick-or-treating, we all just went door-to-door. And then after we go back home, we sort out the candy, and then we go trick-or-treating again. So it was an all-nighter. By the time we finished trick-or-treating, we start out maybe about 7 o'clock. We ended up maybe at 10 o'clock at night, really excited. A huge bag of trick-or-treats and different types of candy, and some of us dressed up, you know, in trick-or-treating outfits and those things. And but the enjoyment was is that when we went to these houses, the parents and the families, they enjoyed us trick-or-treating. They would do little things to try to scare us and laugh. It was a family-oriented atmosphere on trick-or-treating day. And I know that during trick-or-treating, we have to hear all the people, all the religious people who have studied, this is what Halloween represents, and it's dangerous, it's evil, it's all of this and all of that. And, you know, blase, 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 blase. But the kids, they looking at, oh, it's free candy holiday for us. I don't know what you're talking about. And furthermore, it's about a heart thing anyway. It's not a, you know, we already know the foundation in which Halloween came about, but the foundation and the finished work of Christ is about the heart. So our heart would be candy. and the hearts of the kids is candy. But we would all come back home and we would exchange candy because every one of us did not like the same type of candy. So we would exchange candy. We would sort it out and say, you take this, you know. Some kids, they like Payday. I did not like Payday. Some like sneakers and some did not like sneakers. Some like dark chocolates and some did not. So we would all exchange candy before the night is ended. And so on the next day, we gather together and probably have like a little fun time, kickball or bike riding the next day. And we all had the same conversation that when we all went into the house, our parents took our bag of candy. So we didn't have any candy. And they distributed the candy all during the year so that we would not gulch or be greedy about eating all the sugar and sweets. And we would all laugh and go out to play together. But this was like the back in the day trick-or-treating for us in the neighborhood kids. But right now what we have, because of the safety for children, there was at times where the malls will do trick-or-treating. Of course, now we don't have malls. So the malls are closed, so the kids are not allowed to go to trick-or-treating at the malls, which provided a safety haven for them. And then we had the church that used to provide, I think it was called the Harvest Gathering, where the kids would go to the church and they would have these remarkable Halloween baths for the children so they could trick-or-treat and they get to dress up and different their hero outfits, which was pretty cool. And, you know, although the foundation of Halloween is supposed to be this gory thing, but it is also the most funnest family gathering. You get to dress up in your favorite outfit and clothing. I remember dressing up as Little House on the Prairie. Yes, I'm a nerd somewhat, but I was dressed up as Little House on the Prairie. I dressed up as Laurie Ingalls. And of course, the kids in my neighborhood at the time would laugh at me. They, you are so country. No, I was just, that's what I had in the house. My parents, I didn't require my parents to purchase outfits. I just utilized what I had in the house. But some dressed up as, of course, Superman and Spider-Man and dressed up as their parent, you know. It was just a lot of fun. And I think that is the history now and the generation that every year they make it a fun activity to be able to dress up and be creative. And how can we dress up and be, you know, the best dresser? And this still goes on. And to me, I don't look at Halloween as a wicked season. I look at it as a fun season that everyone can put a creativity together and come up with the best costume, which is amazing to me. So I'm really looking forward to seeing all the photos of who had the best dress, because, you know, all the news and all the social media is going to show different people with different outfits, which is the most amazing thing, how people come up with all these different ideas for Halloween costume. I think it's something that's traditional, more so than the Wicked. And then we have the new Halloween, Michael Myers new movie with Jamie Lee Curtis that just came out. That is something that is traditional. And you know, and if you're thinking that Halloween is such a wicked theme, a wicked time for wickedness, take the time and reevaluate how you can make it fun and innovative in your life instead of looking at the negative part, but looking at the fun part about it, being able to dress up in your favorite character costume. And but listen, you guys, I just wanted to just bring back some memories and also, you know, wish you well and be safe during this holiday season of Halloween. And I'm really looking forward to seeing so many different costumes. But you guys, just be safe. This is the end of our podcast. And remember, we will see and talk to you on next Thursday. This is your girl, Sonya Buchanan, on the Sonya Buchanan Show. See you guys. Happy Halloween.
Did you know by being the best you in just 60 seconds a day can add up to a positive better you in a total of 365 minutes a year? That's 6 hours exactly. Be the best you, even if it's slowly achieved by seconds. You'll gain more to being a prosperous you. Remember, as you take steps, whether they're small or large, the end results will be surprisingly great. Visit us on ComfortingPromises.com. And while you're there, visit our store with the latest products available.
Thank you for joining our podcast today. The podcast was produced and edited by Sonya Buchanan. For more information about the host, you can go to SonyaBuchanan.com. For information about Confident Promises broadcast community, you can go to ComfortingPromises.com. Thank you for listening to our broadcast, The Sonya Buchanan Show, where we focus on one life, one smile at a time. Until next time, bye you guys.